Rabbi, so we spoke yesterday extensively about the sugya of Maaseh Shabbos, which means that if a person does a melacha on Shabbos, so Chachamim made a knas and they penalized a person who did melacha on Shabbos, and depending on if it is a shoygeg or a mezid, there's a difference what the punishment actually is and when it... But the concept of Maaseh Shabbos, a person does one of the 39 melachos on Shabbos, a person is not allowed to benefit from the melach on Shabbos. Who, Acherim, him and others, Shoigeg, Mezid, right? We spoke also about the Bialach saying that Hotzo is different because there's no Shin in the actual Chavis. That's right, nothing happens to the actual item. There's also an interesting question with regards to Zoreah. What about if a person plants on Shabbos, which you know is one of the 39 melachos? What happens then? You're not going to get any anor from the melacha, which took place on Shabbos. Bialach indeed. Aval noteh b'Shabbos, if you plant or Zoreah, or you put seeds in the ground, you cannot get any benefit from Shabbos, from the melacha on Shabbos, then the Mishnah Berurah says shugi shav lemezid the b'shneim tzorich laker anetia. Bialacha says that since there's no other way of tzorich laker anetia, to uproot it. Says the Mishabur holds, it's well, it's machloikas achronim. The Mishneim tzorich laker anetias. If you plant something on Shabbos, bemezit, that is bemezit, since it's also la'olam, so therefore, Mishabur paskins, you cannot, you have to uproot it in order to benefit from it. No? Yes? In order to benefit from it. That's very interesting. That's Mishvilu. No, Bishoiki not. Yes. Yeah, it's interesting. I want to mention I want to mention a bit of a shaila, which is mentioned achronim. Some manufacturers in Eretz Yisrael are quite global and university organizations. And what happens if they actually do melachos on Shabbos? If it's Jewish owned, will be a problem as well. But certainly, if it's people actually manufacturing, producing the products, that is, well, it's Maaseh Shabbos. So you're gonna, yeah.
No, it's not. It's not
enough.
I mean, maybe it's not enough.
Why is it not Maaseh Shabbos? You cannot have any benefit from it. Mezid. Why is it no benefit? Why is it different than a baked cake? You're not to eat it. Right. Very good. Okay, so this is true. So the Maisa, the poskim allow it. They say it's for various reasons. Also, what's that? Good. So that's true, and that's true as well as another reason as well. Now you don't know how much was actually made. If your drawer that you're using or your shed using, how much of that, and if that was produced on Shabbos, could be that was made on a Tuesday, could be it was made on a Monday. So you don't know, and could be that it's less than a week to produce, and I don't know how long the manufacturing process actually takes. And it could be wasn't it? And even if some of it was done on Shabbos, not necessarily the whole thing was done on Shabbos. This is different than the Maaseh Shabbos we're seeing over here. Maaseh Shabbos is that the whole melacha was done on Shabbos from A to Z. Here with regards to these products, it wasn't necessarily the case. Since it's a sofek, as well, it was bichlal done on Shabbos, and could be, and if it was done on Shabbos, probably just part of it. Therefore, it's a nice and mutter to use. It is, however, some poets can do go far. I know that some of the, that's interesting historically, it's an interesting, thought that you see that some of the poets came from countries that the Chilul Shabbos was quite widespread. And the Chilul Shabbos was an issue, and some poskim made a bit of a drive, and I saw the Ksav Sofer, for instance, who lived in Hungary, some 100, 150 years ago, and the Ksav Sefer there has a whole tshuva about a very similar scenario. And he writes that it's a davom mechur. It's very not nice to use that kind of item, which perhaps has to do with melacha on Shabbos. It's a davom mechur. While it cannot be asert, you cannot say categorically it's also ma'ase Shabbos, but nevertheless, he said it's not nice to use that kind. It's not nice. It's not betamed. As to whether that would apply to Keter, it's pushing it a little bit. But I think that if one person knows that melacha is involved, one should take that into consideration as well. Yeah.
But then you can argue, like with any product, technology, a lot of technology today is Israeli invented,
yeah,
and produced in computers, in phones, also with medicines like Teva.
So if you...
How do you know...
Okay, so certainly there's no obligation to do research and find out where was this computer actually manufactured? Where was this medicine? You don't have to research. And since you don't know, so this is probably goes within the world of Sofek, that you don't have to research, you don't have to do that much research, and therefore you can assume that it's Mutter.
Your Keter product, you don't have to go to Argos unless they say it's a Keter.
No, you can see it. You can see it. You would be able to visibly...
So would you then, from what you just said, and you know it's Israeli made, would you be prohibited from buying it then?
I'm saying that it's certainly not forbidden. Certainly not forbidden. It does not go within Ma'aseh Shabbos, but as to whether some poskim can say that it's not nice. It's not. It's just not nice. It's just nice to use that. It's just not nice. But it's not also. Yeah.
Electricity,
Ma'aseh Shabbos. That's an interesting shaila. So okay, I didn't intend to speak about it, but if you're mentioning it, there is indeed the famous Chazanish, who felt very strongly that electricity on Shabbos, to use electricity on Shabbos is also. And he does come, his starting point is Ma'aseh Shabbos, because electricity was produced in his day, so we're talking about the 1940s, was produced by Yidden, and the electricity plants were made, was the love Chilul Shabbos involved, and therefore he asked to use. He forbade using electricity in Eretz Yisrael because of Ma'aseh Shabbos. This obviously is only something which is very specific for Eretz Yisrael, obviously, because if electricity is if there's goyim involved, it's not a problem. And there was a bit of an agenda there because he tried very much, him as well as Askanim in his days were trying very much to explain to the Chevat HaChashmal, who owns the electricity, that they should actually employ goyim to do it. It couldn't have been that difficult, but they refused to cooperate. So therefore, the Chazanish then made the generators. It comes from the Chazanish, which is their own facilities of generating electricity, not from their regular electricity source. And he said that it's a choiv kodesh to use that electricity because it's clean from chilul Shabbos. Some poskim disagreed and still disagree. How a generator? It's why is it? What? So there is a remosha who holds that it's a svek sveka because you cannot know for sure that it was a chilul Shabbos involved, and even if there was a chilul Shabbos, perhaps. You don't know for sure there's a Chilul Shabbos. And certainly nowadays, one could argue that a lot of it is digitally and electronically done without much man involvement, human involvement. So you can say that it's a sofek as to where the Chilul Shabbos took place. And even if Chilul Shabbos took place, it could be that it was done by a goy. And then there's another point as well, which was added by other poskim. I think Maritz Tushinsky speaks about it. And he said that often when Chilul Shabbos, you can assume that there's a hospital or pikuach nefesh somewhere somewhere that requires the electricity. And since there was a pikuach nefesh involved, so therefore you can also allow others, so that it wasn't done by Issa. So the ones who sorted out the electricity, they did it by Heta. They may not have known about it, but it was done by Heta. And therefore, since it was done by Heta, therefore others are allowed to associate themselves with that, then it's no Chilul Shabbos, it's no Ma'aseh Shabbos per se. The truth is that Chaim Kanevsky feels that's not sufficient grounds, and he said if they don't know about it, then it's sure it is a Chilul Shabbos. And more than that, there is like that general drive in Bnei Brak and others, some Rebbeis and Keretz of Chaim Kanevsky, and many of Gedolei HaDor, they feel that it's very important to have electricity has to be completely clean from Chilul Shabbos, and therefore one should use the generators which the Chazanish established. So it's much more widespread in Bnei Brak than in Yerushalayim, and every kilet's got, every rov has got his own opinion on that, because it is quite expensive, and some say that one should prioritize that, others say one shouldn't. But again, this is only something which is relevant to Eretz Yisrael. What I do want to mention is an interesting shaila. What if somebody, we know that there is something called mezit, which we've discussed, Meister Shabbos. Somebody did a melacha through mezit, then there is Chilul Shabbos that took place b'shoigeg. Then is 11 underneath that, which is what?
He
did an absolute mistake, right? So misasik. So mezit means purpose. Shoigeg means you either forgot that it's Shabbos, you forgot this is a melacha. And misasik means you completely, it was an action that you just didn't realize you're doing. An example for that would be, what's misasik? Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Although not everybody agrees to that, but I'm going to go with you now. Misasik, the Gemara's misasik case, if a person picks something up from the floor and he doesn't realize that it's actually detaching grass. Because you actually tried to pull off, to pick up the ball from the floor. And by doing that, actually pulled off some grass. That wasn't your intention. You didn't realize you're going to do it. That's called misasik. It's not mezit. And it wasn't shoigeg. And it's called misasik. That's the most, the Rambam certainly is case of misasik. Person doesn't actually, doesn't realize at all or another case is that you're eating something and you don't realize that it's something also. You really thought this is permitted meat, and in reality it wasn't. And that's called misasik. Okay, having understood what misasik is, the question is, are you allowed to have, is there Meister Shabbos of misasik? So an example would be, if a person would be a good example. Yeah, so let's say, I don't know if light switch is a good example, but... Yeah, that would be a good example of misasik. You lean back and you switch the light on. And it was really not... Are you allowed to have any benefit from the light in the room? Or do you have to say, this is Meister Shabbos? Meister Shabbos, you're allowed to benefit from the light which was created in the room. And you have to go elsewhere. Assuming that it's quite easy to go elsewhere. You've got a room downstairs. I want to know if misasik has got the gzeir of Meister Shabbos or not. Should be okay? Yeah? Everybody agrees to that?
I still don't understand the difference between shoigeg and misasik. What's the difference?
Good question. Okay, the difference between shoigeg... Shoigeg is if you don't know, if you forget that it's Shabbos.
You either don't know
that the actual melacha you're doing, you didn't know that writing on Shabbos is also. You thought this is a permitted act. But misasik is that you don't realize at all what you're doing. You know that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. You know you're not allowed to pull off grass on Shabbos. You picked up the ball, and while you picked up the ball from the floor, you pulled off some grass.
Perhaps subconscious.
Okay. So misasik, Rabbi Yisrael, the consensus of the poskim misasik doesn't have Meister Shabbos. Okay, we're up to see base. Hashoicha b'Shabbos lechoyle. If a person is shecht on Shabbos for a choyle, for an ill person, he's shechted on Shabbos lechoyle. Pain, whether shecholam esmoil, whether he was ill yesterday, pain shechol ayoyim, whether he only got ill today. It's a choyle, an unwell person. And in order for him to have some food, you needed to shecht an animal. And it doesn't make a difference as to whether you got ill yesterday or you got ill today. You need to shecht an animal for this ill person. Muta abori lech on the menu chai. Do you know what? People, you shecht an animal, not only the ill person is allowed to have benefit from your shechita, from the animal, not only the ill person, but actually others are also allowed to have benefit from this raw animal that you shechted. Why? Because you shechted it for a chole, so others are allowed to have benefit from it as well. That's not Meister Shabbos. Because Meister Shabbos means that you did the melacha be'isa, and this was done better, so therefore it's mutter. But now, when it comes to Bishul, what happens if you didn't shecht for the choyle? Well, you had raw meat in the house and you cooked it now. Do you know why you cooked it? You cooked it because there was an ill man in the house and you wanted to give him some food. A nice hot soup will do the trick for him. He needs a soup, he needs a chicken soup, and you're cooking that for him. So, Amvashel lechoyle. But when you cooked for the choyle, on Shabbos, also labori, hoy lecholish embezakona. then you're not allowed to give. So you cook now this food for the ill person. So he's obviously allowed to. The ill person is allowed to have soup. Why? Ilfua is allowed to. But what about others? What about others who are well? Are they allowed to have or not? What would you say? You made a bit too much soup. Others, no. No?
I say, well, I can't see the difference between the
chef. Very good, very good, absolutely. So the Halacha Shulchan Aruch says that it's also, if you're cooking, but when it comes to a choyle, and it was cooking, there was a cooking made for the choyle, the Halacha is no, only the choyle is allowed to have benefit from the cooked. Item, but others are not. So obviously the question that you're asking is a very good question. What is the difference? What is the difference between when you shecht an animal for choyle, not only the choyle is allowed to have benefit from the shechted animal, others are also allowed to have some, allowed to take benefit from this raw animal. But when it comes to cooking, we're just saying, no, the cooking, it can only be done for the choyle, but others are not allowed. The hot soup now, can only the choyle can have, others can't. Yeah.
With the animal, you have to check the animal for the choyle.
Very good.
Half an animal. With bishul and soup or meat, whatever you're cooking, if you're doing it for other people, you would have an additional amount of soups and meat, increasing the amount of
precisely said, absolutely. And these are the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Let me just read the first word line, the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kotten Tes, Mutra Bori, Hatam. The reason for that is, Kiven the Ikira Shchita Letzoich HaChoyle, since the main reason of the purpose of the Shchita is for the sake of the Choyle, the EF Shal Chazais Bosser Bolo Shchita. There is no way you can Shecht just a Chazais. It doesn't work. Either you Shecht animal or you don't. You can't just Shecht half. So, if you shecht it, you want to shecht it, you need to shecht the whole animal. It's shecht the whole animal, so it's mutter for others now as well. However, when it comes to cooking, did you get your measurements right? If you'd have got your measurements right, you'd have just right done enough for the choyle. You can't, and the others, there was no had to do for others more. There was no had to do for others more.
With the shechting, you still got the cooking.
No, so we're talking about something which is edible raw. Oh, you know what? You know what? You know what? So you know what? You're right. So let's say it's not raw. But although the Shulchan Aruch says,
because when you're shechting meat you can't eat raw.
Yeah. So.
So you have to cook the meat. So then, if you have to cook the meat, why can't anybody else benefit if you're really shechting?
So you can just cook as much. So the shechita,
you
could cook as much as you need. You don't need to cook more.
So then why can't other people benefit when it's cooked? If you cook,
because you could have cooked less. There's no reason to cook for others. There's no heter to cook for others. You should have cooked just for the choyle.
So you can shecht the whole.
You shecht the whole animal, and you know what? The rest you're going to cook on Matzah Shabbos.
And you just cook a bit of it.
Cook what you need for the choyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do, you're right about this nusach. It's a good point. Mistome means also le bori or le chodesh ein bo sakona. So you know what? I can't think of anything better than to say that you probably wouldn't have. To eat raw meat. I mean, we learned that there's no meat they can eat unless it's machal ben dusoy. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe he's going to benefit from it. Mutter lechoyle. No, it's a good question. But conceptually, that's what it's talking about. That conceptually, shechita, I don't know how you're practically going to benefit from it. But practically, if you could have benefit, you would be allowed to have benefit. Okay. Rabbi said, we started speaking about various additional cases of Maaseh Shabbos. We also spoke about Misasek of Maaseh Shabbos. Meitz Mutar, we spoke about Noteya and Zeriah, which the Mishnah Berurah says, Bemezit, it's a chlakor and a tia. We spoke about Shoichet And it doesn't make a difference when he got ill, but the chole would be allowed to have hanah from the shechita as well as from the bishul. But that's only for with regards to, there's a difference between shochet and bevashel, because shochet is only for the, as the Mishnah Berurah's words is, therefore, it's mutter for others as well. Masha'inke, when it comes to bishul, you could have cooked just as much as required, and the left, and therefore the rest is also to have benefit from. Only the choyle is allowed to have as much as he needs. Okay. Good evening.